Idea Man.
Who wants to spell Spondy?
I'm going to try it.
Innovator.
S-P-O-N-D-E-E with one of those little deals on the top of it. Spondy. Right.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Let's see if that's accurate.
Spondy. S-P-O-N-D-E-E. Spondy.
That is correct.
Very good.
Let's go.
Yes. You and Aiden.
Let's go.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch, so let's put this on the old live stream. So we have this up on the old YouTube page. Streaming now, you can watch the video along with us. So earlier this week in Eau Claire, family on the north side of the city there was smoking a brisket overnight. I don't know if you've ever smoked a brisket, yeah. Tausch, but it's awesome.
Before we get to the video, are you guys meat smokers? Do you guys like smoking meat?
I like eating smoked meat.
I'm with E. I like eating it, but like I don't want to have to read a book on how to prepare it, and I do not have 12 or 14 or 16 hours to let something sit there.
Yeah, it's a super complicated. So, you know, Joe Thomas, who is a master meat smoker, you ask him, and pork shoulder and pork butt, easy to smoke. Brisket, which I know we're getting to, I've tried it twice. The problem is there's such a fine line between over smoking and making it rubbery and not getting it. It's the hardest one. I maybe somebody out there has a tougher meat to smoke, but I can understand why someone up in Eau Claire is doing what they're doing with that brisket.
So overnight, they were smoking this brisket. Here's how it sounded.
Oh, it sounds good. It smells good, doesn't it?
In the morning, when they lifted up the lid, the 12 pounds of meat gone. So they checked the old video on their surveillance ring camera, and a suspect is seen walking into the victim's backyard, licking their fingers, and taking away the 12 pounds of smoked deliciousness.
Not before he pulled a little taste off, too, first house. He did
not rubbery. This is good.
Yeah, I think, so, as I was saying, we did this one time, and we were going to take some of the brisket over to our neighbors, but it was too rubbery. My wife is like, don't give any of this brisket. So if you're going to go through and do this and just walk off with that 12 pounds of brisket, you don't want it to be rubbery. If you're going to steal a brisket and go through this whole process. So that gate is wide open, it looks like.
Yeah.
I'm assuming old boy out in Eau Claire is thinking, nobody's stealing my brisket. But what's the first thing you do if you're at a, you know, at a brat for you? Get those smells, and all of a sudden, instantaneously, your mouth starts watering.
This is true.
And it's almost like a centrifugal force is pulling you over to that meat.
The tractor beam.
And If you're going to, you have to at least take a dabble, because the last thing you want to do is steal a rubbery brisket.
So you're suggesting that this guy's really not at fault, much like a dog.
What I am saying is, I understand the pull and the allure. I'm never going to be on board with stealing anything. That's just not no. But I'm telling you, if you're going to go through this process, first off, you probably look, make sure they don't have a ring camera, and then second, or a security system, and then second, if you're going to steal it, you want to make sure it's a good brisket. Whatever happens, I'm sure this guy's going to get in trouble. I don't know if you get, like, what kind of jail sentence if you have to end up going and smoking meats at a shelter or something like that to pay community service. I don't know what it is, but I think the process of what he's doing by testing it, that would be the one positive that I would give him out of this whole thing.
This guy knew what sort of brisket he was looking to steal.
How did he carry it out? So he's got the big
looked
backpack.
Like a little piece of foil,
didn't
it? Did
he just lug it out with his hands?
I think he has it on something. Like some type of foil
just
plate or something.
Put this right here. I'll put this in my backpack and get out of here. Go home
so
and
this,
enjoy.
I mean, this is not like some random thing. This is a premeditated. I've been seeing this cat smoking this meat all night. I always thought you had to take care of the meat. You can't just let it sit for 10 hours. I thought it was an hourly thing that you have to go out and make sure it's staying juicy. So he must have timed it, saw old boy go into the house, and then decided, because I don't think you just leave a meat smoking for 10 hours unattended.
Or he was just upset. Hey, I got to take care of this meat because this guy cooking it ain't doing it right.
he saved that meat.
I actually think, fellas, you should try to get one of those two on. I'd like to hear the full story on what happened with that meat.
If you'd like to see the bandit in action, just text the word bandit to the WDTMJ, talking text line.
Yes. He's got to be the brisket bandit.
No,
right?
Well, bandit's just easier to text. Bandit, 855-616-1620.